This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. People expect prices to buy houses and condos will keep rising, but at the lowest rate in 9 years. It's from a new survey from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. By contrast, people expect rent to go up at a much faster pace. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that.
This time last year, rents were up over 15% compared to the year before. But Jay Parsons, chief economist at the real estate analytics company RealPage, says rents have only grown 4.5% in the time since.
So, you know, rent growth for the new lease renters is about a third of what it was the same time last year.
Parsons says a big reason for the slowdown is that apartment construction is booming. Meanwhile, people haven't moved around as much recently, says Mark Fleming, chief economist at First American.
In times of uncertainty, fewer households form, so that's sort of less demand for renting, and the two combined have slowed the pace of rent growth for new renters.
But existing renters aren't likely to notice if they're locked into a long-term lease, says RealPage's Jay Parsons.
They see rents, you know, once a year, time of renewal or signing a new lease, and so, you know, their opinion is oftentimes shaped by what happened in their most recent experience, which could have been many months ago.
That means people could notice a slowdown in rent inflation when their leases expire and as more new apartments become available. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.